Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts, and I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Lord Fairfax Community College. Having provided higher education and career training for the past half century, LFCC is tightly interwoven into the fabric of the Northern Shenandoah Valley and Piedmont regions. Join me every week for conversations with current and former students to hear their funny and inspiring stories as we learn about their journey to higher education, the role that LFCC has played, where they are now, and where they plan to go. We'll also talk to current and former professors about their experiences and best memories of LFCC over the past 50 years. Get every single episode as they're released on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, on Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for LFCC Stories. Hello, and welcome to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. Happy Thursday as you are listening to the show today. We, of course, have pre-recorded our conversation on the Zoom screen. That still doesn't matter because it is LFCC Day as you are listening to the show. It is Guy Curtis's turn at the mic from Workforce Solutions. And Guy, we're going to be talking today, I understand, about one of my favorite topics because I don't think it can be discussed and taught enough, which is leadership, especially in a pandemic.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us back on the show. And yes, leadership is a need and a skill that is always out there. And as leaders in our region, we're always looking to refine those skills and find emerging new leaders as well to replace the existing. And so we're excited to talk about our Leadership Institute program. It's in its 10th year coming up, and that's one of many of the programs that we offer at Lord Fairfax Community College within leadership to help those area leaders within our region to grow and succeed. And so this particular program really focuses on the new and emerging leaders within the business community, helping them grow and develop their understanding and application of leadership skills. So a very strategic way of approaching it. They will dive into very relevant competency-based leadership topics dedicated to collaborating and developing action items to help implement in the workplace. So really a lot of the takeaways in the course can be directly applied. And so with our 10 years of celebrating, we wanted to share that we served 217 leaders over the nine years it's been around, as well as 35 different companies within our region. And fortunately enough, today we have an alumni with us, Jeff Hill from Thermo Fisher Scientific, and he'll share a little bit about his experience. But one thing that really resonated with me as we were kind of looking at the program is the ripple effect of all of these leaders that we've served over the years and how many folks they've touched. And I think Jeff himself really felt that was also a reason of significance for him in going through the program, and what the outcomes were for himself, and not only just when he went through it, but today and moving forward. So just like leadership, it's always a need that we need to refine and continue to build on. And we're very excited about this program in its 10th year.
And it changes. I mean, leadership today is not the same thing that leadership would have been when the program started even 10 years ago or 20 years ago. It changes with the business environment. So you really do kind of have to update yourself and understand how business works today in order to teach people how to lead their people in that business.
It does. And because of what I mentioned off air is just there's the silver tsunami. We have a number of folks who are retiring, they're getting out of the workforce. And so there's a direct replacement of another generation, the millennials and others who are out there as either a new leader in their role or an emerging leader. And they're being thrust in some situations into a position where they're new to it. So in other words, they once were a buddy, but now they're a boss of their peers. And so how to manage some of those situations. So, and even with the changing generations that are coming through, there's different styles and approaches to how to work with them and lead a team effectively. And so, yes, it's always changing. And I think why this program has been so successful over the years is that it really adapts to those real world leadership skills that are current and relevant. We have experts who are teaching the program from at least those that we know of have at least 15 years of experience or more. And over several weeks of sessions and meeting in a small class size at various locations, this program is allowing you to connect and share best practices with other like leaders in your same situation. And I think alumni have greatly benefited from that because they have not only just a networking opportunity with many different leaders in different positions and different industries, but they have a chance to really network for a lifetime. In other words, they have folks they can lean on for other leadership topics and challenges as they grow and learn in their roles. So we know there's a need. Over 50% of businesses within our region are in desperate need of leadership. We also have heard recently with two key industries that we work with a lot within Workforce Solutions in our college is the manufacturing and construction environment. You know, even a greater need in those roles because they have such growth that's happening within our region. Construction environment, manufacturing, over 80% is needed with new frontline leadership type of roles and positions. A lot of the jobs are being posted, but also not even with that too, folks who are being promoted within, a lot of jobs are opening up that are not even being posted. So there's a great need. And so that's what we're loving to share about this program and what it has done for our community.
And I think it's a misconception too. A lot of people hear the word leadership or they think about leaders and they immediately think of people working in an office environment. And that isn't the case these days. Like you mentioned with manufacturing and construction, leaders are in all types of industries and come from all walks of life.
Yes, they do. Yes. And that's right. I mean, if you're, whatever industry you're working in, to your home life, to community organizations that you serve, you name it. And so to be ahead of it and to be a true leader and develop folks that are worth following as leaders, you know, we all follow and watch the gurus that are out there, the thought leaders and those who we admire and want to be and follow in some way or form. And so ultimately that would be the goal if you are a leader. I kind of heard this a few weeks ago and it sounds a little morbid, but you know, you're trying to sell tickets to your funeral and people say that sometimes. And if you think about it as a leader, as you develop yourself and you want to do good things to the community and you have people follow after you. And so that's something I've been kind of thinking about myself in my own personal leadership journey. You know, if I can sell tickets, how am I impacting the community today? And not only just with that home and life and what you do, but at work and the people that you work with. And so to be a true leader, that could be one philosophy or example. It's kind of a weird saying to say, but hey, you're trying to make an impact. You want people to show up and be there and obviously make a significant impact in many people's lives. So, but we're happy to have an alumni here today with us.
I will buy a ticket to your funeral, Guy, just so you know, I would buy a ticket to your funeral.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So you mentioned we've got Jeff Hill on the Zoom screen with us today. He's an alumni of the Leadership Institute. He's a quality assurance manager at Thermo Fisher Scientific, just down the road from me. Jeff, when did you go through the Leadership Institute? How many years ago?
I went through in 2015, so about 6 years ago.
And what drew you to it initially? I mean, what was your position and why did you think that would be something that would be good for you in your career?
Well, you know, it's funny that we were talking about kind of the ripple effect. I recently, just before I went into the program, had been promoted to a leadership position. I was fortunate the person that I worked for saw something in me that I didn't even know was there. And I was building, you know, a team and, you know, walk in a leadership position. And she said, oh yeah, by the way, I'm going to send you to this class so we can get some, you know, some tools in your toolkit. The rest is kind of history, if you will. So it was an opportunity that, you know, it was like, okay, I'm a new leader. And then, okay, here's this class and, you know, see what you're going to get out of it.
I know it's pretty much a year-long class. You meet once a month and I would assume cover a different topic. Usually people sign up for these and they think, okay, I'm going to leave and I'm going to have all of these up in the air kind of concepts that are going to be taught. You just mentioned that there's a toolkit. So you left with actual stuff that you could use and put into practice the minute you got back to your office.
Oh yeah. And in some cases, I was putting things that I learned in class in play the very next day. You know, something would happen, you know, and it's still, there's a very thick 3-inch binder that has permanent residence on the bookshelf in my office. And over the last, you know, 6 years, I've gone to that well multiple times, you know, because a situation has presented itself and you're like, well, I think I remember talking about this in class at some point in life. It at least gives you a framework that you can go back to and kind of, you know, in an unfamiliar situation, something that you've never thought of or experienced, you have this framework that you can kind of use to at least guide your own internal thoughts so that ultimately you arrive at, you know, a constructive approach for whatever situation that it is that, you know, might be, you know, presenting itself. And I can't tell you how many times over the years, you know, at least starting there has helped. And I think, you know, had I not gone through the class, it's more, you know, I would have probably made some of the, and I did, and I, you know, I did make leadership mistakes, obviously. But it's knowing that there's a way, you know, it's like if you're scratching your head, it's like, I've got this one thing I can go back and refer to. And, you know, time and time again, I go there and it's helped guide a lot of difficult situations that I've faced over the years that, you know, presented themselves. And, you know, if that binder disappears off the bookshelf, I'm going to be a very upset person.
Well, and Guy mentioned the opportunity to network and make connections, not just with the people who are teaching the different classes, but with your classmates as well. Have you found over the years that you've leaned on them and reached out to them for advice too?
At certain times, yeah, that happens. A lot of times, I can't say that it's happened a tremendous amount, but, you know, we all kind of stayed connected a little bit after the classes. There's been, you know, situations will come up where, you know, somebody maybe, you know, looking into employment somewhere, or, you know, they want to get an idea of, hey, this is, you know, what's this place like? And then you're like, oh, you know, I know somebody that works at that company that you're going to. Let me, you know, use my network and ask a couple of questions and, you know, see what they're willing to share, what they can share. And, you know, and ultimately, you know, you set somebody else up for success. You know, it could be a, you know, successful job interview, or, you know, a peek into, you know, peek into how another industry works if someone's looking up for a career change. So, you know, those are, you know, a few different situations where, you know, that cohort of people, you know, they, you know, they really come to handy. And the thing is it doesn't matter if it's been 5 minutes or 5 years, you know, you can reach out and you're going to get a response, you know, so that's a really positive thing as well. And I think one of the other things that came along with it too, is, you know, you develop, you know, just like any other class, you develop that camaraderie. Yeah. It's only once a month, but the commonality that binded us all was we're all facing the exact same thing. Wherever we were at in our leadership journey, we were, you know, in it. And, you know, so that you remember that, and it's like, oh yeah, you know, sometimes, and you're not just learning from, like Guy was saying, you know, these established leaders and experts and, you know, outstanding instructors, but you're also learning from your peers too. And, you know, there's hundreds of years of experience, you know, sitting in a room with you once a month for an entire year. That's a beautiful place to be.
Jeff, maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the specific examples that you've gone to that binder for, that it's kind of helped you work through and feel like you've handled a situation better than maybe you would have if that binder wasn't accessible to you. Can we talk about some of that in the next segment?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about leadership on the Valley today. It is LFCC Workforce Solutions Turn at the Mic. We're going to come back and have more of a conversation with Jeff Hill. He is an alumni of the Leadership Institute that is currently going on at LFCC. Guy Curtis is also on the Zoom. We'll talk more in just a couple of minutes.
Got a financial decision to make or a goal to reach, but you don't know where to start? You've come to the right place. Introducing Quick Money Chats with the Northern Shenandoah Valley Financial Education Program. Visit tinyurl.com/quickmoneychat to schedule a virtual chat with a staff member or trained volunteer. We won't tell you what to do, but we will give you the tools you need to choose wisely. And because Virginia Cooperative Extension is part of Virginia Tech and Virginia State, your land-grant universities, you can be sure that our information is credible and trustworthy. And you'll know that we aren't trying to sell you something. Maybe you want to improve your credit score or reduce your banking overdraft fees, or even figure out if you can afford to buy that car. Sorting through tons of information on the internet can be overwhelming, and sometimes it can be hard to know who to trust. Schedule a quick money chat and get the information you need to take action. Go to tinyurl.com/quickmoneychat and get financial education personalized for you.
Welcome back to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. Happy Thursday. As you are listening to the show today, it is LFCC Day, and it is Guy Curtis from Workforce Solutions Turn at the Mic. Joining him on the Zoom screen is Jeff Hill. He is an alumni of the Leadership Institute, which is what we've been talking about today. He is also the Quality Assurance Manager at Thermo Fisher Scientific. Guy, we talked a little bit in the first segment about the Leadership Institute as a whole. These types of programs are important no matter what our business climate is, but I would imagine they're even more important now because of things like you mentioned in the first segment, the silver tsunami and the pandemic. A lot of people have had to step up into leadership roles that maybe they weren't prepared for. So things like this are probably more important now than they would have been in a normal 2020 situation.
Yeah, I would think so. Certainly, leadership is always an emerging thing to kind of tackle and be in front of. And as I've progressed through my career, learning even more so in my maturity as a professional, but also connecting with community members and people that I work with daily, that leadership is something that there's always something new or different and different challenges in our working and living environment. And so pandemic certainly thrust us in. We had to figure out new ways to communicate, new ways to collaborate, new ways to lead our team. So whether that's through a technology or virtually in some way or form, we were really very challenged these last year or so. And I think now even more so as we learned the new normal that we have in today's world, leading is going to be a little bit different to some level. And so how to advance yourself further. But honestly, a lot of the tried and true best practices that are out there are still being employed today. And so the Leadership Institute program that we're talking about in its 10th year still has a lot of those foundational leadership elements as part of that that program. And so, but there's always new things. There's new things to consider as a leader to be aware of your industry, which you're doing exactly within your role. But also there's some common themes that are out there that many leaders can learn from others. And so I think the collaboration and the community effort within Leadership Institute itself, for example, provides a great opportunity for folks to learn those best practices in one place and one time. I really like what Jeff said earlier as far as having that perfect place to be over years of time to really develop your own leadership philosophy is a key thing in today's success of being a leader.
Well, and you mentioned the ripple effect that a good leader can have on an entire team, which then again filters down into the entire community. And the opposite sometimes is even more magnified. Lack of leadership sometimes creates a bigger ripple and creates more issues. So if you can avoid that by just getting some of this training and learning about leadership, you could avoid a huge crisis in and of itself.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I've heard many times many employees also will stay for their job to avoid a pay raise because of the great leadership they have. And so even today's dynamic world of being competitive, you can't afford to lose great leaders and great folks that work with you. And so you know, as a leader, it's even more important today to attract and retain the talent that you would like to have within your organization. And so having a leader, having that investment within a great leadership team and folks who follow that individual or work with that individual is even more important today, for sure.
And Jeff, you mentioned you were in the program in 2015 because basically your boss said, hey, I'm sending you to this. What did you think when you went initially, and was it at all what you thought it was going to be once you got knee deep into it?
I was blown away by what it ended up being. But I remember I have pretty vivid memories of the first class session, and we had to go around the room and introduce yourself. And, you know, I remember running off the statistics. I'm Jeff. I work for so-and-so, et cetera. And, but then, you know, basically it was like being in confession. You know, recently became a leader, and I'm here to learn and get as much out of this as I possibly can because I need all the help I can get. And that, I think that's one of the things that, you know, got to come out of it is, you know, that's, you've got to, you know, you're an awful lot is asked of anybody that's asked to lead, whether it's, you know, a Fortune 500 company or, you know, you're leading a baseball team, a church, your family, whatever, you know, and it's, having tools is such important. And, you know, and I remember sitting in that first day going, wow, they clunked that binder down in front of you and you're like, okay. But then it's not just that, it's all the interactions and the activities and discussions and everything like that. And you know, looking at it as a learning experience and, you know, hitting on what I was talking about earlier, you know, he's talking about his own maturation as a professional and everything like that. It is, that's what it is. It's a learning experience. You know, the, you know, 2020 has been, that's all, there's no book that those instructions in it, you know, as businesses, as people, as families, as everything on the fly, we all kind of had to figure out what was going on and go from, you know, what was the status quo, being in, you know, being in a building, being in an office, you know, 5 days a week, 40 hours a week, whatever the case was, to, you know, I was just looking down at the calendar. It's, you know, 53 weeks ago, I started working from home 4 days out of five, you know, but that was difficult for me too, because I had five people that on my team that were, they had to be in the building at all the time. And so as a leader, that was one of those things. It was a struggle. It was like, okay, you know, part of my team is at home, part of my team's in the facility, I'm at home, you know, all of the different things. And, you know, we're trying to run a business and, you know, our story is not unique. Everybody was scrambling. We saw it all across our communities, all across the country, all across the world. And you know, what helps you is, you know, you do have tools and you say, okay, well, we're going to try this. And if it works, great. You know, and we found ourselves tweaking and fine tuning and moving on. You know, sometimes it, you know, I know at the beginning, it felt like we were all probably over communicating. And then, you know, we started, you know, okay, it's been 3 months. What's everybody think about this? You know, and then you start dialing back the frequency of this or increasing the frequency of that, you know, depending on, you know, what the needs of the team is. But yeah, it was an experience that you gain so much from, and you don't even realize it at the time. But, you know, over the last, you know, 6 years or so, there's been different times where like, wow, you know, you come back to the well, if you will, and you realize that, you know, this was something I learned and now I get the chance to apply it. And then what you hope is somebody else learns something from it and takes that knowledge and passes it on to others.
So when you've gone to the book in the past, have you gone to it with hope that there was going to be some sort of guidance in it? Have you gone to the book with a sense of, this is the last shot that I've got, please let there be something in there? I mean, talk to me about your relationship with the book.
Well, I think sometimes it's something to give you kind of a framework. You know, there's, leadership is multifaceted, as everybody knows. And, you know, sometimes there's things you just don't know. You know, I think one of the coolest courses that we had over the course of the Leadership Institute was HR for the non-HR folks. We didn't have any HR people in our cohort of classes. But then you suddenly realize, it's like, oh yeah, I have a team. I have these responsibilities and everything like that. But then there's this whole host of things that I don't know anything about, but are really, really important. And if you mess them up, there are very serious consequences that go along with that. So sometimes it's good to be able to go to, like in that particular realm, is going back and having that as a reference and being able to say, okay, well, I can read this little bit of blurb about, I would just pick, like, we'll use like FMLA, for example, to get a little bit of, you know, a factual blurb enough to be able to say, okay, I understand this now. This affects, you know, somebody on my team. Now I have at least a baseline level of knowledge to be able to go to, you know, say my HR resource and say, I have this question. You know, I understand this to be, you know, FMLA to be this, you know, here's where I'm struggling with it. Can you help me out? You know, so it kind of, you know, you go in with something, because I you know, I found, especially in that area, it's like everything was so foreign, you know, and you're like, I have no idea where to start. So at least give you that baseline jumping off point where you can see, I really don't know enough to ask a question here, but I've read a little bit and I understand this. Can you help me fill in the blanks so that ultimately you make the right decision, you know, to benefit the, you know, the person involved or the situation that's presented itself.
And Guy, the Leadership Institute, as this show is airing on Thursday the 8th, it started today, actually. Is it too late for somebody to sign up? And if it is, you guys have other leadership options, leadership trainings and classes for people, too, don't you?
It may be too late. However, we are working to establish a second cohort. So what this particular course is doing starting today is 20 leaders within those limited spots. but we're looking to also add an additional cohort. So that is a possibility. Depending on where you are as a leader and where you wanted to go with your next steps, we do have a number of different other courses and programs. We call them open enrollment courses where you can just sign up in advance based on a specific topic. So like just what Jeff was mentioning, HR for the non-HR leaders, that's an example of a course also we've a la carte pulled out so that you could take that one-on-one if you would wish. There's also ways that our organization can provide a customized solution for your company. So if you do like a specific topic or a session for your leadership team or emerging leaders you have within your organization, that topic could be brought directly to your site. So Leadership Institute is just one way, one model or mode, if you will, to get your leadership started. But we have other modes to deliver it. So whether it's a customized solution, open enrollment course, in this particular program, Leadership Institute is just kind of the mid-level kind of entry. We're also working on a new entry-level foundational approach, supervisory type of program that'll be kind of a gateway to this program, depending on where that student is or that person is in their leadership journey. So yes, you could get on board with this particular course if we have spots left. But by the time this is airing, that this day on Thursday the 8th, we may be full. But definitely reach out. This is a cohort that we offer often, and so it does happen every year. But there's also other programs and opportunities to take advantage of. So we definitely encourage to reach out.
And where would be the best first place for them to start? Would that be your website?
Yeah, certainly. In terms of learning more about Leadership Institute and kind of getting a feel for past alumni, we have an awesome video that's on our page. It's loccworkforce.com/li. We have a number of alumni coming forward sharing about their experience, giving testimonials of what they learned, what they gained, as well as other learning opportunities too. So we'll looking through our site, you'll be able to find that. But if you have direct questions, I encourage you to reach out to our main point of contact, Larry Baker. He's on our team. His information is available on that same page. And so he can guide you and share other opportunities that we do have within the leadership realm to get that person started if you do miss out on the Institute.
Cool beans. Well, thank you both for taking some time out of your day to have a conversation with me about leadership. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Janet.
Absolutely. Thank you, Janet.
We are going to wrap up our conversation today. We have been chatting with Guy Curtis from LFCC Workforce Solutions. Joining him on the Zoom screen has been Jeff Hill. He is a 2015 alum of the Leadership Institute, which has been what we've been talking about. He is also the Quality Assurance Manager at Thermo Fisher Scientific. I will be back tomorrow. I will have a brand new episode of The Valley Today ready to go for you just a few minutes after noon. So meet me here then.